Track 2.1. Unit 2. Reading 1.
Beautifully broken. 1.
Oh no, you dropped the cup and it's smashed. Time to throw it away and buy a new one.
2.
Unless perhaps you are a fan of the Japanese art of kintsugi, or kintsukuroi, roughly translated, to mend with gold. This is the practice among certain craftsmen of mending the broken pieces of pottery, such as a plate, cup, or a bowl, with gold, or similar, lacquer. The gold is used to glue the pieces back together. If small pieces are missing, they can be created out of gold, or a piece from a different bowl or plate can be used instead. The repaired product's value is not reduced, though. It is actually enhanced. It is believed to become more beautiful because it was broken. Pieces of kintsugi pottery can be enormously expensive and are featured in museum exhibits in Japan and overseas.
3.
These days, you can even see machine-made ceramics with gold designs on them that look as if they are kintsugi, even though the original was actually never broken. But the mended patterns have become so trendy that people want to imitate them.
4.
There's a story or legend behind the practice, which may or may not be historically accurate, but beautifully illustrates the concept. Back in the 1500s, there lived a military ruler in Japan who owned a bowl he especially loved. One day, while he was entertaining some guests, his servant dropped the bowl, and it broke into 5 pieces. Knowing the leader's bad temper, his guests worried that he would punish the servant. However, one of the guests made up an amusing poem about the incident. Everybody laughed, including the ruler. When he relaxed, he was able to see that the bowl's beauty had not been destroyed by the accident. Instead, because the vessel could be repaired, the ruler now had a new appreciation for its strength and ability to survive. In fact, according to the story, the true life of the bowl began the moment it was dropped.
5.
If this seems a hard notion to understand, then consider it in light of another Japanese philosophy, that of wabi-sabi. This is harder to translate into English, but it refers to the combination of 3 beliefs, that nothing is permanent, nothing is finished, and nothing is perfect. Applied to arts and crafts, it explains why the Japanese traditionally value handmade objects. Even though they look less perfect than those made by machine, it is actually this imperfection that makes them beautiful. In fact, artists who value the wabi-sabi aesthetic create works that are deliberately imperfect, such as a bowl that isn't entirely round, or a vase with a thumbprint visible in the clay. Rough surfaces, instead of ones smoothed by machines, are common in wabi-sabi ceramics, and often the pieces are not glazed or colored.
6.
It's not just Japan that has such a tradition, however. A similar idea can be found in Iran, among the makers of Persian rugs. Tradition has it that those who weave carpets will deliberately include one small flaw as recognition of the fact that nothing can be perfect. The intentional mistake reminds them to be modest about their work. Similarly, some early American settlers, known as the Puritans, included a humility square when they sewed a quilt, one square that didn't match the rest of the blanket. Some Native American bead workers would include an intentional mistake bead for the same reason.
7.
Such practices have also been reported among Amish furniture makers in the United States, and some forms of Islamic art. Although careful work by sociologists and historians suggest that these stories are actually not true, but rather a romanticized version of their art or a misunderstanding of a tradition.
8.
True or not, however, these cultural practices teach us not only about art, but about life, and the importance of not only accepting, but actually celebrating our imperfections. That doesn't mean we shouldn't care about making mistakes, but for many people, worrying about small imperfections keeps them from finishing a project or appreciating one they have finished. People who are perfectionists can feel insecure and anxious about the art they create, which makes it harder for them to enjoy what they do.
9.
The concept can even be applied more broadly than just to art, however. Consider yourself, for example. Do you have any imperfections? Anything from physical scars to personal habits? What if, instead of considering these to be flaws, you could appreciate them as part of what makes you a beautiful person? That's easier said than done. But if you can understand and apply the concepts of kintsugi and wabi-sabi to your own life, you may be able to consider yourself with more kindness and humility, and to see yourself, flaws and all, as a true work of art.